from the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State on the Michigan Talk Network, all over the world on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Join the conversations we have on Facebook as well, facebook.com/wildmichigan, and you can get to all of that, again, via our website at wildmichiganradio.com, being brought to you by our friends at Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason. You can get online on their Wednesday night auctions, man, and do all your shopping right there for ammunition, everyday carry stuff, firearms of all kinds. They are a great organization over there. And we got some big news coming for them here in the future, which we'll be sharing with you. Also want to thank our friends at Conquest Scents, makers of VS1, also Evercalm, a couple of the best scents in the industry, as far as I'm concerned, made right here in Michigan. And our friends at United Deer Farmers of Michigan as well, joining us. And you can find them online, thetruthaboutcwd.com. They are doing lots of research, pouring lots of money into CWD research here in the Great Lakes State, and protecting not just the private facilities, but the wild herd here in Michigan with their research. So very happy to have them on board as well. We're going to talk to our good friend Bill Parker. He is the editor of Michigan Outdoor News. And as we've taken a little bit of a break finally from this warm weather we've had, we're jumping right back into fall. Bill Parker joined me right now. How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, Duran. How are you?
Doing good. I went out this morning, and it was like it was fall again.
Yeah, I think we need to get our long johns and wool socks back out.
Yeah, I still got a little more yard work to do, but that's okay. All the leaves are finally down, and if I can just keep them out of my neighbor's yard, I'll be good.
Well, you know, the good thing is, Duran, that at least it cooled down a little bit for the opener.
Yeah, exactly. We got
that
coming
up. A lot of guys were concerned that it was going to be 70 degrees on the 15th and weren't looking forward to that too much. So this change in the weather came at the perfect time, I guess.
If I may, Bill, I want to interject about that warm weather myth about deer, big deer especially, not moving at that point, because I was out last week, 72 degree weather, and I was on my tractor with the vacuum going on it, and I about 20 feet away at a full run, I actually stopped this deer. Bill, he probably had about a 22 inch inside spread.
Oh boy.
Biggest 4.5-year-old body, easily, just a tank with really tall tines. I've never seen this deer before in my area, although I may have when it was younger. But I was able to stop him, got a couple of pictures of him, put him up on the Wild Michigan Facebook page. And you know what? Again, time and time again, this myth has been dispelled by seeing the activity of big deer in the warm weather in the daytime.
Yeah, been a lot of, you know, I saw your pictures on Facebook, too, and just went, man, that's a beast. But a lot of, you know, successful hunters have posted pictures as well. Didn't think I'd see anything in this heat, and look at what I got, you know, and here's this big monster buck. You know, when the rut starts, all bets are off.
Exactly.
I mean, they just get so goofy and so crazy. They've got one thing on their mind, and that's to find a receptive doe, and they don't care anything that's going on. You know, people see them in very unusual places. I saw a picture recently of one walking right down the middle of a subdivision on a paved street and nobody's business but his own, you know,
right,
looking around. But you usually don't see those types of things. But right when the rut kicks in, I don't think anything slows them down, for sure.
And I know we've seen a lot of early activity with that this year as well. Warm weather or not, it's been, the activity has been fast and furious since the early parts of November and into, you know, mid-late October.
Right. Yeah, they get up and get going, that's for sure. I think the biggest thing for the hunters is that they don't want to be hot.
Right.
You know? And you're right, a lot of people think, too, well, it's too hot, they're not going to be moving, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, in mid-October, that might hold a little bit more water, but once the rut starts, like I say, all bets are off with those crazy big old bucks.
Absolutely. Now, we had the NRC meeting on Thursday. There were some new proposals to some regulation changes for the 2021 season, and you've been following that.
Yeah, it seems kind of funny. You know, we're just getting geared up for gun season, and we're already talking about regulations for next year. But that's where we are right now. The one big issue that was supposed to be introduced along with these was a mandatory online registration system. And it looks like that's been put off. I don't know if it's just a temporarily been put off for a year or two or if they've scrapped that project. I want to get with Chad Stewart and find out a little bit more about that, but that is not in the proposals that were presented to the commission. The big one that was presented, however, is an overhaul of the antlerless license system, particularly in the Lower Peninsula. And what they want to do is just make one universal antlerless permit. You buy an antlerless permit and you can shoot a deer in any area that's open to antlerless hunting in the Lower Peninsula and parts of the Southern Upper Peninsula as well. And that's a big change, as you know, from what we have had, because we've had those allocated by deer management unit for years. And in a lot of areas, people have to apply, to get a permit, and other areas they just have so many that it's basically unlimited. But what they would do now is have, you would get one permit, apply for one permit, or purchase over-the-counter one permit, and it would be good for anywhere in the Lower Peninsula and in parts of the Upper Peninsula as well. And I believe there would still be a limit on that. But it's like it is right now. It would be a 10 permit limit, would be the maximum you could get. Most people obviously wouldn't buy that many. Most people don't even shoot two deer, let alone seven or eight. But
right,
that's the writing on the wall anyway. That would be the the regulation if it goes through.
Yeah, they say the northernmost deer management units of the UP would be close to that type of antlerless license, and then some limited in the central. So I mean, where the deer aren't, you can't have that. You can't have that type of license go through.
No, not at all. And in fact, there would be areas in the UP that you would still have to get into a lottery to get a permit to have that antlerless permit to be able to use it. But that permit would still be good if you happen to go downstate. You could bring it with you and shoot a doe in the other areas that are open. So it's not as cut and dry for the UP. There's a lot of little differences there. But the Lower Peninsula would be, carte blanche. It would be open across the board.
I think it would be, because there's a lot of people that would like to get those licenses and don't have private land to hunt. I really think it would be a good thing to open that up a little bit. And maybe if we could change a few minds, get people to take a few more does and kind of balance the system out a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that's the bottom line, is that the DNR just wants to reduce the herd, especially in some areas, and they're doing everything they can to encourage people to shoot an antlerless deer. Like they say, you can't eat the antlers. And that's never been more true. You really can't. And once you get those backstraps on the plate next to your mashed potatoes and corn, you can't tell if it's a buck or a doe most of the time.
No, not at all, and rightfully so. Bill Park is our guest here with Michigan Outdoor News. A lot going on. It's been a weird year. I don't know how many times we have to say that for everybody to really understand. Even in the outdoors has been affected with charters and the like. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that more in the next segment. But as always, man, we encourage people to pick up the Michigan Outdoor News wherever you see it in newspaper form, which is nice. And it's truly one of my favorite publications for the outdoors, because you guys do a great job with that, Bill.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that, Duran. That means a lot.
And it's now, how are subscriptions doing? Because you don't have the shows that you normally sign a lot of people up at.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. We only lost a couple of shows last year, but this year it doesn't look good for the show season at all. So we're doing some mailings and trying to get the word out that way, and just using word of mouth. And, a lot of subscribers, we have Christmas specials and Father's Day specials and things like that, where you can get a reduced rate if you want to, buy a subscription as a gift. So we're kind of pushing that right now and letting people know, that we do have some sales available, if you will, and take advantage of that.
All right, Bill Parker, we'll talk more with him. Michigan Outdoor News next. It's all being brought to you by Not Just Guns. Here it's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
Hi, this is Cuz Strickland with Mossy Oak, and you're listening to Wild Michigan with Duran Martinez.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gone.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, being brought to you by the United Deer Farmers of Michigan. Great folks, man. Find them online. There's a link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, and we're going to be doing some serious work on that website here in the next coming months, doing a big overhaul on that. And you can still pick up the podcast and everything else, which our good man, Alex, producer, engineer of the show, has been very good about getting up and up to date. So thank you, Alex, for that. And back with Bill Parker right now from Michigan Outdoor News. Bill, still a couple of things left on the table from the NRC to be looked at in the Upper Peninsula, that being crossbows, one of them being crossbows in the latter portion of archery season in the UP.
Yeah, and that's a big one for the Upers. They haven't been able to use crossbows in the late antlerless season because there were concerns that people would get into deer yards and you know, it'd be like shooting fish in a barrel. But what the DNR has found is that there isn't really a big increase in the overall harvest since crossbows have been legal, and that they don't see it as being that the weapon is going to increase the harvest, that people are going to hunt in that late season are going to hunt with, you know, whatever their weapon of choice is, and they don't see that allowing crossbows during that time of the year would make a big impact on the overall harvest of antlerless deer during that late season. And it would, you know, obviously would offer an opportunity for older guys that may not be able to still draw a compound to have the option of using a crossbow and getting out and enjoying that late season hunt.
Now, it'll be good for those folks up there too. I mean, kind of level the playing field with us down here.
Right. Yeah, I know there's been some frustration from a lot of people up there, and you know, the bottom line is that hunters just have to be conservationists and do what's right for the herd. You know, if they get into a situation like that, you know, use your ethics and morals and don't go in there with, you know, the 10 permits that we talked about earlier,
right,
and shoot every deer you possibly can. And I think most hunters get that, too. you're hearing more and more about people, you know, that are in areas that, you know, they used to say, well, you know, the only deer I shot was a doe on the fourth day. It was the only deer I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people are kind of taking the attitude now that, boy, if I'm not seeing that many deer, do I really want to take more deer from this area? Maybe I should go to another area that has a few more deer you know, kind of balance out the harvest like that.
Absolutely. Bill Parker, our guest here from Michigan Outdoor News. Antler point restrictions up there has been a big deal, too.
Yeah, it really has. The DNR changed the regulations up there, and they call it a hunter option, that if you buy a combo tag, both of your tags are restricted. The first tag, the regular tag, is restricted to a buck with at least 3 points on one side, and your regular restricted tag is like it is in anywhere else in the state. It's restricted to a buck with at least 4 points on one side. Or if you don't want to have those antler point restrictions, you can buy one regular deer tag, which are regular deer license, which allows you to take any antlered buck with at least one 3-inch antler. And that's the same as it is in most of the Lower Peninsula. So what they're talking about doing is that's the rules in the Upper Peninsula, and what they're talking about doing is removing that antler point restriction on the first combo tag, on the regular combo tag, and making it any legal buck with at least one 3-inch antler, and that would coincide with the regulations across most of the Lower Peninsula, except in those counties that do have antler point restrictions. So that's a big one, kind of controversial. A lot of the guys in the UP like the restricted combo tags, and a lot of guys think that they're being punished, and, you know, if they shoot a small buck on that regular tag, they can't go and you know, get another tag to shoot another buck, mm-hmm. whether it's restricted or not. So, yeah, that's going to be a big one. If that one goes through, it'll turn it back. And what Chad Stewart, the deer and elk program specialist, says is that if, you know, if they want to bring antler point restrictions back, they certainly can do that. There's a process to go through, you know, where they have to do a survey of hunters and get corresponding approval from the hunters that they want to do it, and then they can bring those antler point restrictions to different areas of the Upper Peninsula. So they're not eliminating it totally. They're just putting it back, trying to make things more uniform and make them a little bit easier for people to understand so that they'll be the same in the Upper Peninsula as it is in most of the Lower Peninsula.
Bill Parker joining us here on Wild Michigan from Michigan Outdoor News. Bill, hypothetical, and I know you don't have an answer to this or even a guess, but do you think we'll ever see a one-buck tag in Michigan?
You know what, Duran, my feeling is that we won't while we have a huge population of whitetails because they don't want to do anything to restrict people from shooting deer. They estimate that something like 2 to 4% of hunters shoot 2 bucks, so it's not a lot anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people that still go out and have a lot of quality recreation on that second tag, myself included.
Right. Oh, sure. Sure, I get it.
You know, if it goes back to 1 buck, I think they're looking at it that it's going to take a lot of recreational opportunity away. And mm-hmm. now with the way it is that you can shoot an antlerless deer on your buck tag, it would kind of eliminate some people maybe from going out and sitting for a few days and not seeing another buck and going, you know what, I guess I'll shoot a doe to put some meat in the freezer.
Right.
So it provides that opportunity with the, you know, with the second buck license to just have people out in the field more. And I don't think they'll do it anytime soon, just because, like I say, they want to reduce the deer numbers, and to do anything that would restrict opportunity and restrict any part of the harvest, they're kind of moving in the opposite direction of that right now.
Well, it's a question that I thought should be asked. a nice response, Bill. That's not what I was expecting, to be honest with you, but yeah, it makes sense. More people getting outdoors, even though they don't see anything, and still have the opportunity to take something in that amount of time. Which,
yeah, and it's really big, too, that you know, they've done their studies and through all the surveys that they do, that there's really not a lot of people that tag out. I mean, you hear about the guys that do, but mm-hmm. in the big picture, when you look at, you know, 450 to 500,000 hunters out there, a very small percentage of them actually kill 2 bucks.
And I can guarantee that I'm not one of those guys. I'm not one of those guys that was going to tag out 2 deer. But thanks so much to Bill Parker, Michigan Outdoor News, for joining us here on the show. Definitely, please look for them on the newsstands. Look for them online as well. Get that subscription, man. Help out Michigan Outdoor News. They do a great job. Bill Parker, editor of that fine publication there. And thanks, everybody, for putting up with us for these past 14 years. It's been a fun run. We're still doing it. Got a whole show coming your way. We've got Hunter Engel from Best Chance Charters. We're going to talk about what's been going on in the Big Lakes and how he's been doing personally with the whitetail deer and with the ducks this year. It's been a great duck season for Hunter. Also, we're going to talk to Ed Shaw from the Carl P. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Education Center up at Lake Mitchell in Cadillac. Lots of great stuff coming your way. Going to find out about his classes here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an hour to time. Interstate 94 more miles through the Great Lakes State. Turn it up so the bus ain't late. Another night in Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, being brought to you by our friends at Conquest Scents. Great folks, man. Doug and Karen Robertson of Davison, Michigan, makers of the best scents on the market, man, and approved. So make sure you check out VS1. Right now, rut time, rutting buck or VS1 is perfect, and always use Evercalm. Whenever you're going out in the woods, Evercalm, Evercalm, Evercalm. Just remember it, Conquest Scents, made right here in Michigan by our friends at Conquest Scents. So great stuff from them. Thanks to Bill Parker for joining us in the previous segments. And right now, I've already said hi to Mark Martin for Bill Parker, so I'll say hi for ourselves now. Mark Martin joining us. How are you, sir?
Fantastic, Duran. Glad you called this morning. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's always good having you guys on, man, because I look at the state that we live in and I look at the wealth of talent we have. You've got guys that are really kind of unknown to a degree, like my friend Mike Bodecker, who is literally a world champion ice angler. My friend Norm Smith, another world-class guy, Chad Schaub. All of these guys are like top ice anglers, and they do their part to help people. But you as a more national figure, take these ice fishing vacation schools around the state. You've already got three lined up for 2021. And this is the beautiful thing about outdoors is the parts per billion, per trillion, quadrillion, however you want to look at it, the social distancing is pretty easy in the outdoors. And you're going to have your classes going into 2021, which is fantastic.
Definitely. No, I'm looking forward to it, to get out there and see some of the guys and gals that have taken the school. I have people signed up already, you know, and everybody's excited. I just put it out just a little over a week ago and on social media, and it's just about, Mullet Lake is probably the closest to being full, which won't take very much longer. And then Saginaw is right behind that, and Houghton Lake isn't right in the ball game there too. So, no, it's people want to learn, and we got the proving grounds of Houghton Lake and Mullet Lake and Saginaw Bay, and whatever people suits their fancy. But really, when you're teaching ice fishing, I could be on Badenoch, I can be on your local farm pond. The basic ideas are going to be the same all the time because the methods aren't going to change and the techniques aren't going to change. You just have to have a look at the structure that's totally different. You got to look at what you're fishing, where the fish are going to hold in the wintertime. That's mm-hmm. what we teach people, to go out there and have their Navionics on their phone. We talk about it in the school, and then we take them to these places out on the ice so that they can get their jigging in, their dead rod fishing in, and their tip-up fishing in. So they learn three different presentations out there and how to use each presentation and how to, like I tell people, tip-ups, tip-ups, that's what they, have used and use a lot. And I take it to another level where, personally, I hook about 99.9% of every flag I get. And everybody goes, how do you do that? Well, come to the school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, and the people that come, they're totally amazed at how they have to change their way of thinking on tip-ups a lot, totally, and they'll make it a lot more successful, and you're going to catch every kind of fish that's down there now, not just the super aggressive fish that is going to grab it and go. You're going to catch the panfish, you're going to catch the walleye, the pike, the whatever, the trout, because they're all going to take it because of the presentation that we show you,
mm-hmm.
and how to go about to get that 99.9% hookup. As we teach patience, we teach you how to play with the fish at the other end, where most people, it's a track meet record to get to that tip up and sliding into home base or whatever and yanking that thing as hard as you can. Well, we teach them, just walk over there, and then once you get there, you just calmly go about what you're supposed to be doing. And they go, well, after they finish the class, that's one of the things that they really are impressed with, the whole setup from the hook all the way up and how to master it so you hook 99.9%. In fact, people are going, Mark, set the hook. And I'm like, hey, take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
The fish isn't going anyplace. You got to make sure that they got the minnow in their mouth and there's a way to play with them to make them accept that minnow instead of yanking it, and he might just right. have the head or the tail in it. So, we teach you all that with dead rigs. We teach you that with jigging and how all the lures, what place, where to put the bait on the hook, how to put the hook on the bait, because when manufacturers, package these baits, they put hooks on, but they're not going to sit there and make sure the hook's on in the right position,
mm-hmm.
so that it balances it, and they don't tell you what hook to put the bait on. It's to that point where if you're doing it the right way, that bait works a lot better. You're going to catch a lot more fish. In fact, that's probably when you see people fishing right next to you that have the same bait, you know, if they may know how to put that hook on, they may know how to put the bait on the right place, or they may just got lucky and, you know, put the hook was on correct from the manufacturer, and they put the bait on the right treble hook or that's on there. So it all makes a difference, you know, for the presentation down below to get the fish aggressive to come in and make the lure work correctly too, instead of just having something that presents the bait down there and you don't have everything presented well.
Mark Martin is our guest here. FishingVacationSchool.com is where you can see the dates. And I'm looking here at the Houghton Lake for January 10th to the 13th, 60 days away from the time we recorded the show to that time. That is not a lot of time, Mark. And I've talked to my good friend Andy Provenzano, who is a chief meteorologist here locally. And he said that we're going to be kind of in this La Nina pattern where it's not going to be a lot of precipitation, but we're going to see plenty of cold this year. And you know what? After the last year, I'm thinking that'd be good for the ice anglers.
Yeah, it dropped like 30 degrees overnight. You know, so I'm happy when I see that. And I think it was 38 when I got up this morning, or 36. And I'm like, yeah, here we go. You know, that's all I'm, you know, praying for, is to have enough ice to get us out there and safely, because that's what we pride ourselves, is safety first. And so it's one thing just to blindly go out. We don't go blindly. We go out prior to everybody getting there. Say on the 10th, we're going to be there on Thursday the 7th at Houghton Lake, and the same goes for all the schools, so we know how to get out there, how to get back, where the danger points are, if there's mm-hmm. any at all. But we scope everything out. So it's important to go with a school that has so many hundreds of years of knowledge. When you can look at all the pro staff that I have that are there, you're not just getting one person's idea on everything. You're getting a lot of different people. You sure. utilize all the pro staff that's there. You walk away after 3 days and go, wow, I really did learn a whole lot here. And then the proof's in the pudding after, you know, that they can't wait to go to their own lake or somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then you start seeing the Facebook stuff come about, and all these people bragging about all the fish they caught after they were at the school, and hey, this stuff really works. So that brings joy to all of our hearts, the teachers, the pro staff, myself, you know, that hey, you know, we're doing the right thing. And you know, of course, we've done it for the hundreds of years of knowledge we have. We've done it wrong, you know, to begin with, just like they are, you know. So we're taking them from where we used to be to where we are now.
All right, Mark Martin is joining us right now. Ice Fishing Vacation School coming up January 10th through the 13th at Houghton Lake. All that information, fishingvacationschool.com. We've got a whole lot more with Mark coming up next. It's all being brought to you by Conquest Sense. We are Wild Michigan. Find our website, wildmichiganradio.com.
To everyone that has served this great country, keeping us free to enjoy the great outdoors, thank you. From Duran Martinez and Team Wild Michigan.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, and thanks to all our veterans of our armed forces for keeping this great country safe. We appreciate you. Wednesday was Veterans Day, so a happy belated thank you to each and every one of you. And as we go forward, we have our good friend Mark Martin joining us here on the line, on the Conquest Sense hotline, talking about the ice fishing vacation schools coming up. The first going to be January 10th through the 13th in Houghton Lake, then Mullet Lake the 24th through the 27th, and then Saginaw Bay the 7th through the 10th. Mark, for somebody that's wanted to do this and has never had the opportunity, this year is presenting itself with an abundance of opportunities. So I say to everybody listening, if you want to get involved with this, go to fishingvacationschool.com, get yourself signed up. And I guess, Mark, what I want to ask is, what do we need? What do we need to bring with us to, you know, start on the right foot at the ice fishing vacation schools?
Well, basically, you need, you know, I'll lay out a couple scenarios for you. You need, you know, rods and reels, you know, so you're going to use some for dead rod fishing and some for jigging and tip-ups. So you can, you're allowed three rods. So, you know, if you had just one jigging rod, one dead rod, and one tip-up, you know, that's three, you're good. You also, now you need transportation to get out there, whether it's a snowmobile or four-wheeler. And now you need a tent, shanty, shelter. You can use with heat, and you can stay all day. So that's what you need right there. And with the school, I get discounts on lodging, and I get discounts on meal packages. So when you get there, you pay the chambers for the meal package, and you register for your room at the special discounted places. And then the other option that I can give you, and that seems to be one of the popular ones, where you don't have, you just bring rods, your locator, you know, and then pick your bait up every morning, and you ride with the pro. You get the pro package, where now you're riding with the pro on his machine, staying in his tent, and getting directions from him, and you got the opportunity when he leaves his shanty to go teach other people, you got the opportunity to go with him and walk with him and listen to what he's telling them people, because they all have holes on the outside of their shanty that you can, you know, that we tell everybody, hey, drill a hole on the outside of your shanty and you can jig, you know, or we will jig when we get there to show you the proper techniques if you're interested, and these people can walk around with the pro and go different places, then go back into the shanty, and when the pro decides to go somewhere else, you help them pack up and go. And so you don't have anything that you're actually bringing, but that comes with a price of another $100 a day, which is cheap. You know, you figure $475 for the school, and you're getting all the pros to help you with your own stuff. Now, if you want to go the extra distance of $100 a day extra, you get a real pro that has a lot of knowledge that you need, and you're actually rubbing shoulders with them. Not actually, but you're in the same vicinity as he is, and that way you get to learn a little bit. And some people like that hands-on aspect of the school. And we just started to offer that a few years back, and it became real popular, I'd say, the last 2 years. So, but there's only so many pros to go around, so it's mm-hmm. first come, first served.
You know, I look at that, Mark. I look at the package available, and I see the money. When you take the dollars spent, you know, and divide that by quality hours in the outdoors from this yeah. point on, it's
right.
really kind of minimal. I mean, initially it looks like a big number. I get that for anybody on any kind of budget whatsoever. Initially it looks like a big number, but when you take that initial investment, that then and that's not going to go away. That investment of what you put into it and what you get out of it down the road, I think just is just, you know, so minute compared to your enjoyment after the fact.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's you're not going to go into a sporting goods place and go, what do I need anymore? You're not mm-hmm. going to have the salesperson going, hey, this is what you need. And you're going to be able to tell the salesperson a story, too, that this is what I need. This, and when they try to tell you something, you're going, no, I don't need it. Well, why don't you need that? Well, I went to school, and this is what I – well, now you become the teacher of the salesperson, and that's what I find numerous times from some of my students said, hey, would they conduct little seminars to – the people trying to sell them something sometimes, you know, that, and they're now the salesperson takes that information and use it to their benefit to sell the next person, you know. So I know these schools help everybody in the long run communicate with each other a lot better and more intelligently. And when they leave, they got it down. I mean, you're not going to, you know, put these people on a lake and they don't need to look around the lake and see where the group of people is anymore. They're going to look at their Navionics map on their phone and go, let's go over here. Even though mm-hmm. there's 50 people over here, they know that's not where they want to go anymore.
Right.
Because the fish are gone. Well, where did they go from them 50 people? They can look on their map and know where them 50 people are and look at what direction to go from there, because they see where they're sitting. They go, well, right down the lake is another spot that looks just like where these 50 people are. Let's go there, and bang, 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 bang.
You know, I look at the initial investment, too, speaking with Mark Martin here on Wild Michigan. Mark, I see the initial investment being well worth it, too, because then after the fact, like you said, going in to buy, you're not buying blindly. You're not stuck with a million things you don't need and losing your butt in the yard sale the next year.
Yeah, exactly. Everything you're going to purchase from then on and the time spent after the school with you and your friends are going to be more productive, because now you know, well, okay, now we got to change to this. You're not going to sit there and go, what do I do now? Why am I not catching fish? What, you know, that thought process isn't going to come across. And we've all been there. I've been there when I was younger. But we teach you how not to go reverse yourself and go back. And we teach you how to even expound upon what you've learned and even learn more every time you personally go now.
Yeah, it's something, you know, it's just, again, don't let the initial investment shock you, because what happens after the fact, the residual is tenfold, I think, and then beyond that. So that's good information, because, I think sometimes go into these things, hey, I'll go look at the website, then they see the price, and they go, oh, are you kidding me? But to have you explain it that way, I think is beneficial to our listeners that are looking. And again, if you want to go look, we'll put a link up on the website to fishingvacationschool.com for the Ice Fishing Vacation School. And that's the ones coming up in January and February. And you're going to cover, you know, things like walleye. You're going to, you know, some tip-up stuff, everything. And then, of course, Saginaw Bay is going to be a fantastic one as well in February.
Oh, always is. You know, that's the granddaddy. It's been here since the... since I brought it here from Minnesota, that one has been here on the books every year because people request it so much. And, you know, like I've told you before, this school isn't my school. It may have my name, but it started in Minnesota over there with Al Linder and Gary Roach, and I was a fledgling. I was one of my pro staff, that way they are now. I was like on their pro staff and learned from them, and they got so busy with everything else, they said, we don't have time for this, Mark, but you know how to do it. Take mm-hmm. it wherever you want. So I ended up taking it, you know, to the UP and finally down this way, you know, every year. So it's 31 years old this year.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's got a lot of history to it, and a lot of people. Brian Brosdale, he was on the pro staff for a long time. I mean, it's who's who that this school has brought, you know, and I've taken some of my students that I see promise from, and they've become pro staff people because they want to learn and they like to teach other people, and they've been around the block too, you know. So I graduate these people up to pro staff, you know, as I see. And I listen to my pro staff, and they see what I mm-hmm. may not see, or the same thing. And we help everybody that comes to these schools. And one thing you got to realize, once you leave the school, you don't ever leave us. I mean, if you got questions at any time, you've been a past student, you can call any of the pro staff and go ahead and run
awesome.
Stuff by them. So you're always getting tutored.
All right, Mark Martin, Fishing Vacation School. .com. Look for it, Mark, so much. Thank you, as always. Appreciate you. Whole another hour coming your way. Mark, we look forward to seeing you at one of the shows down the road.
Take care, Duran.
You too, man. Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Wild Michigan, whole another hour coming your way on the Michigan Talk Network.